yesterday about some of the harkakas, and I wanted to continue that with some examples. Next one is a serving plate. Jonathan asked me about that yesterday. The previous case we did yesterday refers to where a husband wants to take food directly from his wife's personal plate. However, the Taz Pasta suggests there's a serving plate with a large pieces of food, such as a chicken platter. Both husband and wife are allowed to take from the serving plate, since the husband and wife first place the chicken on their personal plates before eating the chicken. In such a situation, the husband and wife are not eating from the same plate. That's what we said. And the husband is not eating the wife's leftovers. So that's issue A and issue B. Even if she cuts half the chicken in the serving plate before placing the other plate on her half, the other half of her plate, the remaining chicken is not considered leftovers because it wasn't on her plate, since she cut it before she began to eat it. So you asked me yesterday, Jonathan, about a serving plate. That's the answer, okay? Not eating from that plate. Each one has their own respective plate. And even if she cuts something, you know, cuts half of it off the main plate, I'm talking about a situation where the woman's in need and we're practicing our practice, that's okay because she didn't start eating from it. So you don't call that a leftover. Okay, what about a salt shaker or butter or a jar of jam? From Shlomo Zalman Pasta, that a husband and wife may share the same salt shaker, butter, and jam. They can. There's no issue of eating from the same plate. Issue A, why not? Since each person first places the spread on their bread or food. There's also, in other words, you know, each person places on their own bread or food. They each one have their own food. There's also no issue of eating leftovers. Why? Since the spread is meant for many people, it's similar to a wife cutting a piece of chicken in half while it's still on the serving plate. That salt shaker is made for everyone. So it's not a problem if they both eat it. Bavadia, the Mekaris Abayas adds that adding salt to food from the same salt shaker is permitted for a different reason, namely, yeah, anyone have a good svara? Because the issur only applies to food, not to items that enhance or spice the food. Sharing food is the problem, not something that enhances the food. This reason also permits sharing condiments, such as jam, butter, and ketchup. It's an interesting svara that he brings up. He thinks the whole thing doesn't apply. Okay.
Jam's not a condiment.
What'd you say?
Jam's a condiment?
Couldn't hear you.
Jam is a condiment?
Uh-huh. I guess so. You know, gel.
What difference between that? Like, you eat that. It's food, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's a spread, though, Nick. You eat it as like a spread. Jam, butter, you know. That's what I would say. Okay. What about popcorn and chips? Can they share the same bag? We learned from the Moishas, that's all, that the issur of eating the wife's leftover food applies only if she ate part of it. But foods that she did not eat, if she did, even if she touched them, are not considered leftovers. Remember, we had different fries, French fries? She didn't, unless you eat the same French fry. Each French fry is different. Therefore, the popcorn in the bowl or the chips in the bag are not considered leftovers. However, it would seem that a husband and wife cannot eat the same bowl or bag since they're eating off the same plate. That's issue A. Even a hecker would not help, as the shach mentioned above. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe, English Moshe Paskins, that the issur of eating from one plate applies only to foods that most strangers or friends would not share. And the husband and wife eating it together constitutes a kirvah. But everyone shares a bag of chips. Everyone shares a bag of potato, of popcorn. However, if it's food that is commonly shared with many people, such as a large bag of chips, there's no cure when they eat off the same plate, and they're allowed to eat the same popcorn and chips from the same bowl. Of course, they have to be careful not to touch one another, okay? It should be noted that eating popcorn together from the same bowl is not recommended since the couple touch one another, like you just said. The Bnei Hashulchan argues on this pshat of Rav Moshe. He rarely argues with Rav Moshe. He asks eating from the same plate. This is also the opinion of the Shevet Halevi. So, it's interesting. It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees with Moshe because the husband and wife are allowed to eat assortments of nuts from the same serving plate on the table, because each nut is separate. Those see Rav Shulchan and refer to Shulchan as best when the person placed the tzitzit on the table in front of them, then you separate it. We certainly hear the smart to that degree. And as he asked Oren, this is a hot quality in this. Because you don't want it to lead to what? Lead to caramel. Okay. I don't eat much sushi, but what about sushi? You guys ever familiar with eating in a small boat? A small boat of sushi? In many sushi restaurants, I'm not familiar, the sushi is placed on a small boat, and the guests eat the sushi rolls directly from the boat. This is different than a serving platter, where everyone first places the food onto their plate. Are a husband and a wife allowed to share the same boat and eat directly from it? Here, too, there's no problem of leftovers, which was issue B. Since each piece is individually cut, though the husband is not allowed to eat half a piece and the wife bite into it. According to Misha, there's also no prohibition of eating from the same plate, which was issue A, since it's customary for strangers to eat off the same sushi boat as common at weddings. Thus, there's no added caribou in sharing a boat. See the Rav Eider, however, according to Rav Eider, Ashok and Chevrolet would be awesome. Yes, go ahead, Yancy.
About in the Chinese restaurants where you have, I guess, this dish which is meant to be eaten by two people, like the teriyaki sticks.
I'm not familiar with it, I'm sorry. What is it, the same platter? Or?
Yeah, it's officially called a fufu platter.
Well, if each individual stick is individual, then it should be okay, according to that. Yeah.
But like, say the wontons, for example, don't have sticks on them.
Oh, so you gotta use a fork and knife, you mean? Yes, go ahead. Okay. All right. But you're saying, you mean you have the wontons in the same thing, right? Why can't the wontons be like the popcorn, no? And like the nuts? I guess it's better to put it on your respective plates to get out of that. Ask them for plates. They don't have a problem with that, I would imagine. Good way to get out of it, ask each one for respective plates. Okay. Let's finish up with the last two examples. We've got a kazer. The last two examples are a tub of ice cream and chewing toothpaste. Okay? And the last one, which I don't want to talk about, but we'll just get it done, about sharing a cigarette. We don't smoke, because this is your eyes. A tub of ice cream. If the couple has a tub of ice cream in the freezer and the wife periodically eats directly from it, even while she's in need of it, is the husband allowed to eat from it? It's obvious that while the wife is eating from ice cream tub, the husband is also to eat from it since they're eating from the same plate. And he's eating her leftovers. The entire ice cream is one entity. Question begins when she places it in the freezer and wants to take some the next day. With regard to the issue of leftovers, which is always issue B, the husband may eat from the tub since she finished eating it and left the room, as the Romo writes, we said yesterday. We permitted for it, even if she comes back to the room after he began eating. With regards to eating from the same plate, which is issue A, we mentioned that Rav Avia, Tars Vice posits that when the wife finishes eating from the food on the plate, it is no longer considered eating from the same plate. This is also the opinion of Rav Eider. Therefore, the husband is allowed to eat ice cream from the tub because it is no longer considered her plate. Now, we talked about these are fuckers don't apply when you're dating a girl, but it's still not serious people in the same place. So. Not a proper thing. So let me give you a short quiz. You guys answer me. Below is a summary chart of the questions a couple need to ask themselves whenever sitting down to eat, and the possible solutions that allow them to eat other food. If you remember this table, you'll know what to do in every situation. Question. Are we eating off the same plate? Solution 1. Move food to other plate and make sure there's a hecker if eating on the same table. Solution 2. If wife finished eating is not considered sharing a plate and permitted, but eating her leftovers is usher. Question B. Is the husband eating the wife's leftover food? For Spartan, when we say the din is? What we say to Shulchan Aruch, that's the issue regarding what? Drinks, not food. Right? All Ashkenazim, all leftover foods are usher too. Solution 1. What were the 4 solutions? Someone else drank in between. What was 2? The drink or food is placed in another cup or plate. The moisture and falls out with regard to food. Only permissible foods that they needed a plate to be eaten. A bowl is a problem, right? But if it's a chicken piece, that doesn't help you, remember? Because that's a solid. If a husband doesn't know his wife drank or eat from it, what's the last one? What do we say if the woman leaves the room? Is it okay? What do we say if a woman leaves the room? Is it okay to eat her left? Yes. No fever. Okay. It's only us to eat from a plate if it's a food that friends or colleagues would not share, like steak. Wife is always allowed to eat husband's leftover food. The other way is good, we said. Definition of leftover is food that wife fit into and did not finish. Last two things, Shearing toothpaste. What do you say about that? Cook his tarapazo couple, make sure the same toothpaste while the woman's in eating, since a lot of the eating remnants of the food, white soup, only apply to food. Additionally, toothpaste is taken from the tube and placed on the individual toothbrush. Why can't you use those like plates? Which would be similar to taking a server plate, put on your own plate, which is looking. And the last thing is, you have to mention, hopefully no one will should never smoke this in the it's not healthy, ain't other Michelle Cobb, sharing a cigarette. No smoking is dangerous for dinner, but body and time spice right thing. There's no issue at all with the guards that was needed for a couple to share the same cigarette, and they do not need to extinguish it between uses. The prohibition of leftovers and the same plate only applies to foods, drinks, and not to cigarettes. Okay, let's stop here. Here's the part of this. I want you to pass it over to his desk, what we did, and that cup. Okay? We got a good, we got